Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Mike Nardini with the City of Pella. And we're talking about the Pella City Council's special work session that took place last night. All right, thanks for joining me here, Mike. There was a City Council meeting last night, but it was more of a work session. So let us know a little bit about what was talked about on the electrical side of things.
Thanks for having me today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs with you. And as you mentioned last night, we had a work session. And Justin, just to get the listeners up to speed, we have a couple developments within the city's electric utility that we thought needed some extra attention. And we wanted to make sure that we spent extra time with council, make sure that they're aware of the issues within the electric utility because they're rather significant events. First and foremost, what we talked about last night was projected power supply costs starting on January 1st, 2014. In case your listeners may not be aware, the city purchases 100% of its energy requirements from Missouri River Energy Services. And we were recently notified by Missouri River Energy Services that they intend to increase the rates effective on January 1st, 2014 by 5.3%. What that means to the city of Pella is approximately $740,000 in additional power supply cost. The reason Missouri River is increasing their rates to its members, 61 member utilities, is because they are in the process of constructing a hydroelectric facility at the Lake Red Rock Dam. And Justin, just to get your listeners up to speed, the estimated cost of the hydroelectric facility is right around $260 million. In order to make that happen and be able to pay for it, Missouri River needs to increase its rates to its member utilities. Now, a little bit about the status of the hydroelectric facility. We're looking at starting construction. Missouri River is looking at starting construction on the facility hopefully next spring. Construction will take right around 3 years to complete the hydroelectric facility. Hopefully, it'll be operational by late 2016, early 2017. The good news is for the area, with the lat large of a construction project that's occurring in this area, Missouri River has also done an economic impact analysis to our area, and they believe that roughly there's going to be about a $250 to $260 million economic impact to the immediate area from the construction of that larger facility. So obviously, it's a great thing to have that project in our backyard. We're very happy to that, and there's a lot of benefits to the city of Pella with the Lake Red Rock hydroelectric facility, and especially considering it'll be directly tied into our electrical distribution system. But on the short term, we will be facing a rate increase. And what we focused on last night with council is to look at options that the city could possibly employ in dealing with additional costs with Missouri River and make sure that council is aware, A, that costs are going up, B, staff's looking at options to mitigate, and C, if those costs were passed on, what would be the impact to our ratepayers? And for instance, Justin, if council chose to pass on the entire rate increase from Missouri River to our rate classes, for the typical residential home, you'd be looking at about a 3% increase in electrical cost for the typical residential customer. So it'd be somewhere, depending on the time of year, between $3 to $5 per month that we believe. And so from council standpoint, there's no decisions being made other than just a general update that costs were going up. The reason the costs were going up was to finance the Lake Red Rock hydroelectric project, which will be a tremendous benefit to this area, and C, to inform council that we are looking at options on what we can do to mitigate those cost increases on it. So there'll be more to come in the future, and most likely this issue will be addressed in January and February of next year. So I would encourage your listeners to stay tuned and also monitor the city's websites, because we will be addressing this at the council level.
Well, we'll also talk about the deconstruction of the power plant. But first, is there any word on, if it's going to be a three-year project, any concerns or any plans that there's going to be a lot of construction that'll slow down, obviously, the bridge between Pella and Knoxville that so many people use that area?
Based off what we understand is there will be periodic closures of the dam and the bridge that goes between Pella and Knoxville on there. There will be periodic, but it won't be long-term closures, but there will be occasional that it will need to be closed. And there will be other issues, too, as far as the setup in the actual construction area that will impact the trail usage down during the length of the construction project. The good news is, Justin, that as a part of the $260 million hydroelectric project, as a part of that, there are several recreational enhancements that are being done to the Coors property right now that your listeners may have noticed by actually driving through. One of them is a 7,000-foot trail extension that's being made from the Five Field out to the Roberts Creek area on there. That is being paid for by Missouri River Energy Services. There's also a large shelter house that is currently being constructed out at Cordova Park. Again, once again, that's part of the plan and part of the project cost. costs with it as well. And then also there's several enhancements, recreational enhancements planned for the South Tailwater area as well. And so, well, Justin, with construction starting, and there'll be more items to come on that with the project, and there will be periodic road closures to accommodate the construction. On the flip side, there will be some recreational enhancements for the project as well. And so hopefully at the end of the 3 years, the community will walk away with a new hydroelectric facility that will have a lot of benefits to all area electrical utilities in this area, and as well as several good recreational enhancements that will make our campgrounds in this area much more of a visible and vibrant area and help add to the tourist attraction for the area as well.
So on to the power plant that's going to be deconstructed. Tell us a little bit about that and what was discussed, if you would.
Last night what we talked about was, as the listeners may or may not be aware, we are in the plans of actually trying to plan for the deconstruction of the Pella Power Plant. Now, as our transition over to Missouri River Energy Services, and as we mentioned, Justin, we are purchasing 100% of our electrical needs from Missouri River Energy Services. The city's power plant is no longer serving the city's needs and is idle right now. Well, council and staff has been working well in the last several months his plans to remove the power plant from the site and restore the area to green space. And what was talked about last night was a review of the bids the city received, the construction bids for the project that the council will be taking action on December 3rd. And long story short, Justin, with the power plant deconstruction, the bids for the project range from $700,000 all the way up to nearly $4 million for the removal of the power plant from the site. After going through the bids and considering the engineer's recommendation to the city of Pella that the council will be taking action on December 3rd, our meeting on December 3rd, is a national firm by the name of NCM. The estimated contract bid for the project was $1.7 million. And that will be the recommendation from staff to proceed because the engineer, after the due diligence by the engineer and staff, they were identified as the lowest responsible bidder for the project. If council were to proceed with approval of that contract on December 3rd, the timeline for the project is feasible, that is probably realistic, is better terminology, that we could start that project in the spring of 2014 with what's called the abatement phase for the project. And if things keep on the current timeline, the deconstruction would happen in the spring and early summer months, and we'd be shooting for a tentative completion date of right around July of 2014 as far as having the project completely power plant removed from the site and the area restored to green space. So what I would encourage your listeners to do, if you're interested in the project, the council will be taking action on December 3rd with this. And once again, I want to stress to the listeners, this has been a very long process in looking at it. And obviously, it's a very big project when you talk about deconstruction of the city's power plant. But the purpose of the closed session last night was to review the bids, to also discuss the due diligence staff has done on evaluating the 9 bidders that did bid on the project, as well as the engineer's recommendation, and also to discuss the cost going forward on the project in addition to the construction cost as well. And so, once again, for the listener's benefit, no decisions were made, and there will be a recommendation to proceed with a national firm by the name of NCM Demolition for a construction contract. The total contract is just over $1.7 million to remove the city's power plant. That will be addressed by council on December 3rd.
Looks like we'll have another big meeting in less than a week, and we'll talk to you again next week and see what we've got going forward. Thanks for your time.
Justin, once again, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to visit with you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Special thanks again to my guest, Mike Nardini, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.